This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and Sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
We're doing our first record since I have moved into my new home, and we have got a lot of stuff to cover and a lot of stuff to talk about because next week is Winterfest. Before we get to that, and before we cover Christmas, both households have gotten our deliveries of the Valiverse Action Force figures. So A, I'm really, really curious to hear your opinion on the Valiverse 6-inch Action Force action figures.
I really like them. Sergeant Slaughter's legs were a little stiff, and we had to boil them in hot water and to take off the hands and give them new hands because I wanted nobody with the fists because all they can do is punch, and I want people to have weapons in their hands. We had to use a blow dryer, which was hot. You shouldn't have to boil and blow dry your figures. These are really cool figures, and I really liked the Swarm figures.
What all did you get? You just said Sergeant Slaughter, and you just said you love the Swarm. Did you get anything else?
We got 3 Steel Brigades and 1 Bone Collector.
Okay, so now let's go back into what you're saying.
Also, we got some gear packs. We got 3 Swarm gear packs, 1 of the backpack packs, and the weapon pack.
Those backpacks have, like, wings on them, right?
The Swarms one do.
What would you say is your favorite of the designs, aside from Sergeant Slaughter, because I know you're a huge Sergeant Slaughter guy?
Probably the Steel Brigade.
Have you been playing with them in heavy rotation? Where are you at with these toys?
Right now, they are currently in my 6-inch bin because I got out some 3¾, so I put those away.
Before you put those away, you were playing with them, and as you noted, we have 3 Swarm packs, but we have 6 Swarm figures. You customized one of your Swarm figures right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. The movie Storm Shadow Andrew Koji head, I took that head and put it on a Swarm figure, and also I took this bandana. No, it's not a bandana, it's a scarf. I took this red scarf I have and also gave that to him so I could have, like, a leader of my own.
So you have a Swarm commander.
Yeah.
Who happens to be the movie universe Storm Shadow.
It has the head.
Yeah, I'm just teasing. What would you say is your favorite part about the toy line as a whole from what you have?
I think I like the design of the Storm Shadows. Not Storm Shadows. The Steel Brigades.
Which head do you like better?
At first, I really liked the gold head, but then I was like, nah, silver.
You know, as Alexander mentioned, we ended up with 11 figures. I wanted the Swarm Troopers. I was really kind of excited about those. And I wanted 3 Steel Brigade. I was really disappointed when the female Steel Brigade was taken off the table. I thought it would be fun for A to have a Steel Brigade of his own that he could send in the file card or send in the information and get a file card back. Have a Steel Brigade of his dad and his mom. Thought that would be cool. He's already done that in terms of he's told his mother, like, this one represents you, even though it's not a female body. He's just like, oh, it's a girl underneath all the armor, right? One is mine. He has sort of determined that his is going to be the one with the silver face, so ours have the gold heads on them.
No, yours has the gold head on it. Mine has a silver head, so does mom.
Thank you for the correction. And then we grabbed Bone Collector because it was, my thought was, we need somebody for the Swarm Trooper. Once we had him in hand, I love the file cards are included. I love file cards on the back of boxes. It's truly the one thing that I'm missing from G.I. Joe Classified. However, in that file card, I don't see any QR codes or links or anything for alternative languages. And especially when you're using a European name and G.I. Joe is an international brand, it's very English-centric, there should be other languages. That aside, I love the whole file card idea. One of my favorite parts about this line are the detailed paint apps on the weapons. Legitimately, every knife has a nice shiny edge, and I like that.
Not all of them. It's either the Swarm or the Steel Brigade who doesn't have that shiny edge.
Keeping me honest, and I'm not the first person to mention it, but the Swarm packs and shields, those designs are fire. I think that the Swarm looks better with them. And since we only have 3 packs and 6 figures, 3 get the backpack, 3 get the shield, I think it works nicely. But that's kind of where the good of it ends for me. Not to be too whatever, I'm not a modern guy, so boiling my figures, you're going to have to talk to me about this or talk us through this one, because I find it abhorrent, not just that I had to boil the figures, but as A said, I had to boil the figures to loosen the joints. It did not loosen the joints. Even now, Sergeant Slaughter is still like virtually unplayable to me because I can't bend anything. But I also had to use a hairdryer just to swap arms. And that was after the boiling, because honestly, I didn't realize just how painfully impossible it was to switch hands out. I don't like the feel of the weapons. They're too rigid. And the Swarm packs feel hollow. And I don't like that. It feels like I'm going to break it when I'm putting weapons in their hands or putting the backpack on because it's hollow, because it has that rigid feel. But really, the one, if I had to boil everything down, good, bad, and indifferent, the Steel Brigade experience angers me. This is a person who is very vocal about his love of the Steel Brigade and the Steel Brigade experience and the Steel Brigade figure and card and everything else. And because of COVID and China and supply chain and everything else, we had, an extra year and a half? The lead-up time to the Kickstarter, the whole first year that we expected, and then the whole year delay, was enough time to provide an experience. It's not an experience. It's not an experience at all. Like, we got an okay patch. We got a blank piece of paper that literally says at the bottom, don't use an eraser. Write your own file card off to the side and then rewrite it on this piece of paper. Or I can go online and I can freeform type whatever the fuck I want. That is not an experience. It's just not. And it angers me. It angers me because this was meant to be an experience. And it's not. It's no more of an experience than what I already do in my own notebooks when I want to write G.I. Joe stuff. I already do that. I didn't need a fancy piece of paper that I can't erase on to do the same thing that I've done since I was Alexander's age on white leaf paper. It's just, man. Sorry. I don't like us to go down the dark road. I don't want us to be, the angry G.I. Joe show. It's just, that is really a sticking point in my craw. Let's rewind that and let's talk about, you had no problem with the boiling, whereas I and Alexander struggled with the boiling because we're not modern people. So explain it, man. Make me happy with boiling.
I don't know. I don't know that I don't care about boiling, but unfortunately that has just kind of become part of being a modern collector. There's variance from brands to brands. I'm sure anybody listening to this knows Kenny. He has put up a handful of YouTube videos comparing different lines from different companies straight out of the box. Who's stiff? Who's not?
I have not watched those. I'll have to look for those.
So he compares Boss Fight to Valorverse. He compares G.I. Joe in that. He did another one with Super 7. I'm not going to repeat what he said because you can just go watch it from the source. It is a frustrating part of being a modern collector. Now, I've gotten to the point just out of frustration where I boil everything as soon as it comes out of the package just to avoid being mad when things break.
You've boiled a few classified figures like Firefly specifically.
Firefly was a figure that my first figure broke coming out of the package, right out of the tray. The boiling thing, it is what it is, unfortunately. But I'll say this. I recently got a single G.I. Joe classified bat. It was pretty stiff coming out of the package. But I just ran it under hot tap water, and now I can pose and move the figure freely. I can pop his hands in and out. I've swapped out every single hand accessory. But before we get to the bat, because I'll talk about the bat a little bit further, I boiled one of my Steel Brigades. This figure kind of had similar things that I had to do to the articulated icons, where the articulated icons have like a wash over them.
I remember this, yes.
I do it as well with Acid Rain, because Acid Rain has heavy wash on everything. With these figures, with my Steel Brigade in particular, I put him in like real deal boiling water, because I could tell he was super stiff. I was not about to move anything. I used a water kettle, an instant boiler, and I mean, this water was real deal boiling. So I dumped him in there. I let him sit for a little bit extra because of how stiff he was. When I pulled him out with tongs, you know, even then, like my thigh cut on the one figure that I opened, like one spun and one was locked. So I put him back in the water and then I pulled the leg apart, dipped both sides in water, popped it back together, and then spun it around. And for the few minutes that I had him out, well, I let him dry and he did go back to being moderately stiff.
I didn't pull anything apart. What I did was I ran clean water into the coffee pot. So it's the same temperature, what is that, 120, 130-ish, that you make coffee. So I don't know if that's truly boiling, but it was hot enough where we use tongs. A and I are doing the ooh, 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 as we're, you know, trying to loosen stuff. And he was a champ. He made sure every elbow, both sides, every knee, both sides, the ankle, the thigh, and most of them are playable now. It was the slaughter that I found sort of unplayable. To a frustrating point. A, have you had any problems playing with your figures in terms of posing them, moving their joints since our first boil?
No, not really.
So maybe it's just the one, or maybe it's just a newbie side of this. And I like some stiffness so they stand up, they don't fall over. I just don't like stiffness where
you feel like you're going to break the product trying to bend the leg.
Or it just won't, yeah.
It is a very frustrating part of it. If I have to do all this extra prep work every time I want to play with them, like I just, I was also disappointed with, I guess I would have to go back and reread the Kickstarter campaign. I was kind of under the impression that we would fill out digitally file cards for the Steel Brigade and they would get mailed to us with the figures. Now,
an experience.
Yes. You brought this up and I'm going to keep it very brief, very short, very simple. Everything was delayed. Not just the Action Force company. Every single thing in life, toys, not toys, everything was delayed. In that time, something that would have probably made the wait a little bit shorter is if you would have just had everybody fill out the Steel Brigade surveys, you could have printed them and sent them to us. I mean, there's real life people within our community have made their own websites where you can generate your own file cards. I'm going to leave it at that. I did scale down to, I got 3 Steel Brigades. Again, a big thing for me when I talk about figures and I talk about this versus that versus this is price point. These figures were $30 a pop. Steel Brigade, you know, it comes with a patch, comes with a piece of paper. It's pretty light on accessories, in my opinion. It's just a pistol, a machine gun, and a knife. And I would like to see a backpack included. I don't like the concept of buying a $30 figure and then having to buy a $10 to $20 accessory pack to gear the figure out. I don't expect a single figure to come with a full arsenal. I would have just liked to be able to have a backpack actually would have just changed everything. The basic construction is very similar to a classified style figure. I think they're fine. I think if you put something out in the future that I can't live without, I will probably dive back in. When I get my room built and set up, I'm excited to see where I integrate them into my display. I think we should move on. We just got through Christmas. I haven't had a chance to ask you, A, what's up with Christmas? What did you get toy-wise? I know that you probably got a lot of other stuff, but let's keep it toys.
We were going to go to my grandparents' house, but then we found out they had COVID, sadly, which sucks. Though, I did get a general. I also got Vector Command for Sky Commanders. the Rollerball for Sky Commanders, Track Patrol for Sky Commanders. From my grandparents, which we celebrated, I think. I don't remember when we celebrated. Dad, what day was it?
I don't know, dude. Third or fourth.
Whatever. I got... This is not a toy. This is a actual helmet you can put on your own head. This is not for action figures. It actually says real quotes from the movies. That's according to Dad.
What helmet is it?
It's a red X-Wing helmet. I don't know if it's like Red 5, Red Leader.
So it's an X-Wing fighter pilot helmet that talks. That's awesome. Have you been wearing the helmet everywhere you go?
Pretty much through my house. And also for Christmas, we got him the 20th. A new kitten. Sirius, as in Sirius Black. He has the same birthday as me, which is like the craziest thing ever.
Well, that's awesome. So you got the G.I. Joe General.
Yep.
If memory serves me right, this is a vehicle that you have wanted for a long time.
Yeah. The Locust.
I know the Locust, the little jelly bean helicopter.
Yes. The one I got was Canadian.
I actually have the brown version.
That's the only one I don't have.
So for some reason, a few years ago, I got a bug and I had to have it. And I like it. I do kind of wish they made some sort of modern interpretation of it, but the vintage one is fine.
Also, I got two pairs of socks. One says butts on it. The other says farts on it.
All right.
And I also got a sticker that I put on my computer that says, it's okay to fart.
And that's our PSA for this episode. So are these the Sky Commanders things? Are these like play sets? Are they vehicles? What are they?
It's basically a zipline toy. There's also strings that you can hang up. And there's certain figures that can go on the strings and the battle tracks. And I have two battle tracks plus Vector Command, which isn't a battle track, but it holds battle tracks. And Vector Command is basically the playset. It is the Sky Commander's base.
The Vector Command, it is both a vehicle and a playset. And all of these Sky Commander large things, like the Vector Command, the Flex Wing, and a couple others, they're designed where you could put them on like a back of a chair or your couch or hook them to the side of a counter. And they tighten on to hold on to the counter. It's 1987 technology. It's not crazy stable if you put it horizontal, but if you put it vertical, it's pretty solid. The base is wide enough where he can just set it down on a flat surface. He doesn't have to connect it to anything.
Yeah, that base is huge.
But at this point, what are you missing from this set?
I know I'm missing flex wings. I'm missing Battle Track Protector and a few others.
The Outrider?
Yeah, the Outrider.
And one other.
No, not one other. There's the Cable Cannon, and there's also another Battle Track.
That's the mail-away, right?
Yeah, the Battle Track Dispenser.
It's a fun little line. I think it's 6 carded figures and 7 or 8 vehicles plus 1 mail-away.
It's mask scale, correct?
It is mask scale. It's 1/25th, yeah. There's 2 main differences. Sky Commanders has a string that comes out of their back because it's all zipline based. The mask figures have knee joints.
So, A, I know for a fact there's 2 items that you have not covered, and there are 2 items that happen to be based off of one of your favorite characters.
He got you on this one, bud.
Yeah, how could I?
How about you start with the newer version? And then we'll end the Christmas conversation on the vintage version.
So I got a 7-inch WWF Sergeant Slaughter. That thing's awesome.
So this is the Mattel Ultimates. What I don't know if it was SDCC or whatever. It was their own event. Doesn't matter. So how do you like that figure? Give us a review here.
He was really poseable. So he also came with another head, 4 sets of hands, a cloth camo jacket, a baton, which I personally think was a little too long. I sort of use it as a cane or something. Even though he's 7-inch, he's really fun to play with. One of his sets of hands is a choke slam.
Because of this figure, he has been using the choke slam hands to body slam and to hold other 6-inch action figures off the ground.
Yeah.
Which led us to, A's never seen him wrestle, but we did pull up a handful of promos. So he's been watching Sergeant Slaughter promos.
I believe it's considered the golden era of wrestling, but the 80s era of wrestling. So, A, what's the grand finale of your Christmas haul?
Slaughter's Marauders, Sergeant Slaughter, carded with, I think it was encased, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was an encased card case. And that's my second favorite Sergeant Slaughter, which I really liked that. So now it's currently in my room by my clock.
Awesome. I will throw in a quick few sentences about the bat because I was lucky enough to get one of the few I pre-ordered from BBTS. They shipped just randomly.
The Super 7 bat?
No, the classified bat.
We still haven't gotten ours.
We have not.
I've been so busy with moving and setting up, and I've already done some mild construction on my new house, but that's a topic for another time. I did not have a shot to open the bat until last night. Overall, I am very pleased. There's a couple minor gripes. This gripe will also be shared with the Alley Viper, which is, while they are looking back at the original vintage G.I. Joe, Real American Hero designs, and taking that inspiration and bringing it forward to the classified, they are ignoring some of the major step forwards that the modern 25th and forward style G.I. Joe have done. For instance, the Alley Viper's helmet in the 25th and Pursuit of Cobra stylings is removable. So there is not pegs on the side of the head with a flip up and down visor. Now, I can't really speak about that until I have it in hand.
But we do know that it's not a removable helmet on the Alley Viper.
My only real gripe with the bat is that the claw isn't articulated. The 25th anniversary claw has a hinge, so you can open the jaws up. And also, the claw on the 25th bat is about the same size as the claw for the classified. So I feel like the classified claw could have been a little bit bigger and articulated, in my humble opinion.
I think that's huge. If it's the same size as a 4-inch claw, does it at least fit around a neck?
It definitely will fit. I would definitely suggest popping the head off the other figure, putting the claw, and then popping the head to not stress the claw out.
That's lame in a play pattern. It's great for photographs, but...
To me, it's just a little bit of a bummer that it's not articulated and also looks a little puny to me. This is the territory we get into, you know, when people demand things to be vintage accurate. Overall, the figure is awesome. I'm not going to cancel any of my pre-orders. That figure is gorgeous, and I love the tech detail on the elbows and the forearms. And his range of motion on his arms is unbelievable. Like, he can reach and fully put his hand on an accessory in the backpack.
That's beautiful.
Does the claw even move? Does the claw, like, open and close?
No, that's my complaint, is that it doesn't open and close. You can obviously rotate it on the peg that it plugs in, so it spins in a circle, but the jaws, there is no jaws. It's just one solid piece.
How's that chest piece? Because I know they had the dual chest piece, so you can have the robotic look, but you also have that kind of pretty smooth look with the symbol on it. How is that?
This is my second gripe that I forgot about. Basically, this is just going to be my snotty little thing that I want to say. For the past 3 years, all I've heard is 6 inch is the way, you get so much more detail, you know, you can do so much more with a 6-inch figure. Well, the 25th anniversary bat and all of the bats moving forward have a really amazing molded chest piece. You know, it's all 3D. It looks like it's separate pieces glued in there. Now, whether or not it's just a great mold that is cast and then they paint the different pieces, I've never tried to customize that element of it. In the 25th bat, a lot of them came with two clear plates, one damaged, one slick. For my money, the chest portion on the 25th looks more real and robotic, at least in an 80s fashion, than the classified. I will say this, I think it's very cool that they put the chest plate on the classified figure is black and is actually more armored, because let's face it, if bats were real and on the battlefield and you could see their inner workings in their chest, that's the kill shot. It's kind of the fine line between Am I being overly complainy and nitpicky? Sure. Do I love the bat? 100%. Am I happy to have the amount that I don't want to talk about publicly pre-ordered? Yes. I will not be canceling any, and I can tell you right now, I'm going to get over the claw. I honestly foresee somebody somewhere making articulated, you know, a third party, a person, someone's going to be making a claw that you can buy an add-on that's articulated, and that will be when I start buying third-party add-ins for my classified figures. Let's roll past this. All three of us are going to be at Kentuckiana's Winterfest. A.
Yeah?
Do you have a hunting list for Kentuckiana, or are you just going like your father and just, hey, I'll see what strikes me on the floor?
Really, I'm going like my father, except for if I see the 12-inch space footlocker, maybe. Or the adventure wand.
Well, that makes... that's a pretty easy button, and I haven't really had time to think about anything. You know, moving the past week and a half. I'm excited to just kind of hit the floor and just kind of see what's up. I'm just excited that we're all going to be hanging again. I know you have a box for me that I really need.
I have a small box for Greg from Anything Joe's. I have a large box for you. I'm excited to see like all of our Kentuckiana friends. Greg and Jaren were threatening to bring spy troops. Maybe you'll get one of those. I was threatening you and them with bringing the Renegade Games G.I. Joe card game.
But we still don't know how to play.
We're working on it. We're working. Listen.
We're doing it today.
I'm going to name this episode A Calls Me Out.
Yes, please.
Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us. This has been The Order of Battle.